You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You know where I'm going this afternoon?
I'm guessing it's not to a Lionel Richie concert. Dennis. Did you find one?
Found one that would administer the nitrous.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm
near where you live.
But I hate going to the dentist.
Weird question.
Yeah.
When you're done.
Yeah.
You're okay to drive home?
Oh yeah. It dissipates almost right away. Yeah. Have you ever had nitrous? It's just like
I have. Yeah.
It's like it's there, and then they turn the machine off, and you're like, oh, I'm back.
Maybe not then.
Oh, yeah.
I've been put to sleep, but
That's different from being put to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. No. Okay, take that call on line two for 2 o'clock call of the day.
George and Cerritos, you're on 710. What's up?
Hey, so I wanted to make the record clear that it is not true that there were no fans that was waving to Pepe. Because
all right, George.
I specifically was there in section 102, and I was waving my hands up there. I haven't brought a sign with me that said Pepe.
So did you really?
I've been the only fan that waved to
George,
him.
George, when are you going? When's the next game you're going to?
When's the next game? I might go Friday.
Okay.
You want me to do it again?
Yeah, do it again.
I was there and I was very disappointed that no one saw me.
George, did you see anyone else waving besides the three stooges, Laura, Bergman, and Mason making?
Briones.
Yeah, just waving like.
No, I think most fans were preoccupied by settling down. But
yes,
exactly.
Yes. Well, George, I know I speak for Pepe when I say thank you for your loyalty.
No, you, George, I don't believe you. I think you're a liar. And
no,
I want
never
George,
call George
I
a
want
liar.
Video proof. I want either a picture or video.
I was there.
All right.
Who
were you with?
I went there with my friend Wesley, who was sitting
right
behind me.
Tell your friend Wesley next time to pull out his camera and get a video of you, because until you do, I don't believe it. As Mace likes to say, if it's not on film, it didn't happen.
Send us a picture of the sign.
All right. Hey,
thank you, George.
Thank you, George. Right, I know Pepe appreciates
by the way,
it.
Pepe. Pepe has responded.
Oh, God. Trolling Pepe today.
Pure envy.
Oh.
Pepe, I'm not envious of you. No one's waving at you.
Pure envy.
He'll be here to defend himself tomorrow.
Wait, John, if you decided to stand up when they introduce you and wave.
Yeah, you want me to do it tomorrow?
Yeah, how many people do you think will wave back?
Wow.
I want you to listen very carefully to this.
Yes.
Zero! No one waves at him. Why would they wave at me?
Beto says he waves at Pepe.
Oh, Beto's
Beto in the chat.
Do you have that one piece of
Beto
video
is
that
5 feet from me?
Do you have that one piece of video, Bergman, that DeAndre took last night?
Yeah, we have it.
That's the really funny one, I think.
It's on ESPN Los Angeles.
Did DeAndre pan the crowd?
He started with Pepe, then he panned down to us, waving wildly. I was trying to land a plane,
Greg,
I think, at some point.
Right. I looked at you guys. You guys were so funny. It was like you were on a deserted island and somebody, right?
Wave to Pepe.
But Greg, I want you to study DeAndre's video and tell me if there's anyone else in it besides you guys who is acknowledging Pepe in any way.
I mean, when I was looking at it, I did not see anybody else.
Right.
It's also hard. Like, I'm looking at my video and because we're going so quickly.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to see.
There are probably a lot of people there, but they're hard to see.
You know what Pepe just texted me?
Chet?
No.
Chet?
I'm sure he'll tell me that in person. No. Four words.
Chet Holmgren?
Don't be a copycat.
Oh, yeah. Dude. No.
I'm going to do it.
He owns the rights to waving to the crowd.
You know what I do fairly regularly is I turn and wave at him. I turn and wave at him.
Let's do a 209 call of the day. Kenneth in Pasadena. Kenneth, good afternoon.
Hey, I got a gripe. Listen, I'm upset.
Good. Let's hear it.
Okay, I mean, the NFL is my stuff, okay? I pay for the NFL package. Tell me, why would they do that junk, putting it on Peacock, to where they're going to make me, I know you people say, well, it's only $5. Forget that. That's extra money I don't have to be just throwing out when I've already paid for the NFL package. The NFL is just getting too crazy with charging you for too much stuff.
Greedy, okay. Man. They so, are greedy.
Kenneth, first of all, you're 100% right in your assessment of what is happening, but here's why they do it. Because they can. That's the highest streaming number ever. Now, they were even willing to leave 10 to 12 million people out because that's how many...
Right. In other words, 23 million watched, and a lot of people estimate that they 10 to 12 million people that would have watched were not able to do it.
Kenneth, they know you love the NFL, and they know that right. You'll do pretty much anything to get it. And so they're going to continue to do this, and until the fans either... don't do it, like don't buy Peacock and don't stream it, or they suffer some type of a financial loss, they're not going to change. And there's no way they're going to suffer a financial loss, Kenneth, if Peacock pays them $100
right.
million up front.
But there's a difference between can they or should they.
I agree.
Exactly.
They can, but should they?
Kenneth's right. I'm not saying he's not right, but I'm telling you the NFL's not going to change.
Because the way I view it is, it costs $5.99. It was a pay-per-view football game. You pay $5.99 and you get to watch the game.
And then they double-dipped by charging commercials.
Yeah. Actually, Howard Stern talked about this on his show. I don't exactly know what he said, but here's Stern.
They're going to the well too many times.
At some point, the fans will rebel. They will.
Most popular show on television, Sunday Night Football, year after year, tens of millions of viewers, and other shows just don't pull that kind of rating anymore.
So at some point, I don't even know what
you know what's
a rebellion looks
that?
Like. Yeah, I know.
Howard Stern is complaining about a subscription service while he's on a subscription service.
Uh-huh.
You
that
have to
is,
if you want to watch
that is irony.
If you want to listen or watch Howard Stern, you got to sign up. For
sign
Sirius.
Up for Sirius, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
but that's the way the world is now. We're going to a on-demand world pretty soon, and if we're not already there now.
And the NFL is just totally willing to gouge people.
Yeah, because they can.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, I mentioned this. I have scratched together like a Dodgers starting lineup and a Dodgers season pitching rotation. Mm-hmm. And I want to bounce it off you next, see if
also,
you would do anything different with
I
it.
I have just been sent within the last hour the updated fan votes for the NBA All-Star game. Let's see how good you guys can figure it
okay,
out.
Okay, good.
Okay.
We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You do that too. You now call people out when they're soft.
Good.
Absolutely.
You should.
That's right. What we do here.
So I actually think before we get to your Dodger thing, this is the third fan voting returns that have been issued.
Okay.
Now, don't cheat, Greg. Don't look these up.
I'm not looking anything up.
All right. I think you guys can get this 3 strikes and you're out.
Okay.
All right. Front court, Western Conference. So forwards and centers.
Right.
The top three are all over 3 million votes, and then there's a huge drop-off.
Okay.
So who are the top three in the Western?
Top three are all centers.
All right, so let's talk about it.
They're either forwards or centers.
We have three.
Matter of fact, I'll even tell you. It's 2 forwards and a center.
Okay. It should be pretty easy.
So I would
LeBron is probably the number one out of all.
LeBron is number one, 3.9 million votes.
Jokic
is number two, 3.4 million votes.
You want to go Giannis?
Well, no, it's in the West.
Oh, in the West. I'm sorry, in the West.
So another big in the West.
Durant.
Boom.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, $3.4 million. All right, backcourt.
Well, I'll say Luka.
Number one in the backcourt, $3.2 million. Who's second?
Does SGA have enough heat?
I would think so. I'd go with SGA.
Try SGA.
First strike. He's number three.
Number three.
I thought we wanted top three.
No. Well, there's only two guards, so you're trying to get the five.
Oh, okay. Then
okay.
The other guy,
maybe Steph.
Boom. Yeah, Steph. Yeah. All right. So now you got the West. All right. In the East, there's one player in the East who has more votes than anyone in the league. 4.3 million.
Giannis.
Giannis. Correct. Yeah. Who are the other two?
I would say probably somebody in Boston's Jason Tatum.
Boom. That's good.
Number three.
How about reigning MVP Joel Embiid?
Boom. Number two. All right.
Makes sense.
You got two strikes left, but you got to get these two guards.
Are these both in the backcourt?
Yeah.
Eastern Conference.
I'm going to give you guys some hints.
Okay.
Is it harder?
Yeah. These are the two hardest ones to get.
Okay.
These guys are both young, both under the age of 30.
Oh, I got one.
And they both play in small markets.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Number one.
Ooh.
Very good.
Yeah.
$2.7 million. Now, you got two strikes.
Okay, we got two strikes.
And you got one more to get.
A guard.
Okay, so it's a guard in the East.
Okay,
it's so under the age of 30.
Under the age, Trey could.
Boom!
Got it all with one strike.
Nice. Very nice. All right, so here
and we were close too because SGA was three.
Right.
Yeah. So, in there.
So here it is in the West. If the game was today, and the fan vote only counts for 50%, it's 50% fans, 25% players, 25% either coaches or media. I can't remember the other one, but so in the West, it would be LeBron, Jokic, and Durant. By the way, Anthony Davis fourth. Behind those three guys.
So he's not getting in on the fan vote.
On fan vote. Luka and Steph are the guards, and SGA is only 300,000 votes behind Steph. But Steph's so popular, he'll probably get it.
When does the voting end?
I think there's one more. I think end of the month, and then they tell you.
Okay.
And then in the East, it'll be a front court of Giannis, Embiid, and Tatum, and a backcourt of Halliburton and Trae Young. You guys probably guess who the third guard is in the East. First year with this team, but a really popular guy.
Drew Holiday?
No.
First
bigger
year.
Than,
oh,
bigger
Damian,
than,
Damian Lillard.
Yeah,
Damian
Dame, Lillard. Oh, God. Yeah, I should have gotten that.
Followed by Donovan Mitchell and Tyrese Maxey. The fourth and fifth in the West are James Harden and Kyrie Irving.
And, of course, it all culminates with a really embarrassing game on All-Star Weekend where nobody plays
where
any defense at all.
Where the final score will be 190 to 188.
Yeah.
But they got the Elam ending.
They have that Elam ending.
That's all that matters.
I don't know if they're doing that this year.
Oh,
why?
Really?
They
may get rid of that?
It.
Yeah, they're messing with everything this
year. Is it international versus
all?
Domestic?
I,
or
yeah. I think it's world. Yeah.
East
or no, I think they went
west.
Back to East
I think
or
they're
west.
Going back world traditional versus, this year, yeah. But well, and it's in Indiana.
No draft this year?
Yeah. By the way, did you guys hear this?
The draft was great.
Yeah, I thought the draft was cool.
In Indiana, I can't believe they did this. In Indiana, which is basketball crazy.
Right.
They set up a full court in the Indianapolis airport.
That's cool.
All right, so when you get off your plane and you're going to pick up your bags, there is a full court with two working hoops. Now, here's the catch. They don't let anybody hoop.
Really?
It's just for decorative purposes. What?
Isn't that the whole point of the
yeah,
court?
Why have a basketball court?
Like, if
you can't...
I knew there was a court, I'd get there early and play pickup and, you know...
Yeah, they give you a ball.
Right. Shoot some hoops. I think it's a great
idea. Yeah, that is a good
Why
idea.
Why waste the space and put a full court in the Indianapolis airport?
When nobody can play.
And then not let anybody hoop. That's like opening a restaurant and saying, we don't have any food.
Right. Yeah, that is weird.
What are they doing?
That is weird. Oh, it's a cool touch. But yeah.
You can pay for it, and then, like, you can still make money off it, so you're not...
How big is the Indianapolis airport? Like one gate?
No,
I'm not good at estimating, but is there just one gate at the Indianapolis airport?
There's more than one gate.
Is there?
Yes.
Is it bigger than Burbank?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's bigger than Burbank.
Okay. So and Burbank's not like large.
Yeah.
Ontario. Is it bigger than Ontario?
Of course.
Yeah. No, bigger than Ontario.
It's bigger than San Diego. I mean, it's big.
Is it bigger than San Diego?
Yeah. I didn't even know they have one.
Wow.
Yeah. Indianapolis is a bigger market than San
Diego.
But
it's not. That's not the greatest place to go, is it?
Indianapolis?
Yeah.
The arena is fantastic. Did I ever tell you guys this? The arena is an old field house like you would have seen in Hoosiers.
Oh, that's cool.
And so it's 20 years old, but it's never aged because all the advertisements are hand-painted.
Yeah.
And there's a train station in the lobby of it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really cool.
All right, so Dodgers. Let's go from NBA to Dodgers. So because this is how my mind works, I was sitting around. I'm like, let's put together a starting lineup for the Dodgers for this year. Bergman, follow me. Tell me where you agree, where you disagree.
Okay. Mookie is easy.
Obviously Mookie.
Yep.
I've got Freddie as the two. See, I have, and Ohtani as the three.
I have that switched.
Okay.
I have Ohtani two, Freddie three.
Will Smith still in the cleanup spot.
Yes.
Then, because you're going right left, I think Muncy still belongs in the five hole.
Could be, but I can see Teoscar Hernandez moving up into one of those four or five spots.
I've got him in the sixth spot.
Okay.
Altman.
Yep.
Hayward. Yep. Or
Margot.
Or Margot. And Lux, yes. Batting ninth. That's Lux right, right? Nine. So yes. The only place we really disagree is...
It's not even a disagreement.
It's right, just like, you can't go wrong.
No, it's going to be that 4-5-6 is going to kind of change.
Right.
It's going to go, it'll kind of go back and forth. But your top three and bottom three are all right.
And then the rotation is Yamamoto, Glasnow.
One. Yep, two.
Bueller.
Three, yeah.
Wait a minute, is Bueller ready for the start of the season?
Well, not we not don't yet. Know, but probably not.
You assume, like, when it all said and done, that's going to be your
He'll be there soon enough.
Which is crazy because he was the one.
Yeah, right. Bobby Miller.
Bobby Miller, four, yep.
And probably the fifth starter right now is Emmett Sheehan.
So I would go Sheehan, and Gavin Stone would be maybe coming in.
I don't know.
Are
they going to do this six-man rotation thing?
I think they'll go with six-man. Why wouldn't they? You're trying to hold off on getting these guys' arms hurt.
Right. Walker Buehler's going to be on an innings limit. This is the first year for Yamamoto in
Dustin
Major
May
League
is
Baseball.
Throwing again, so there's all that.
He's even end though, of the summer, though,
yeah,
right?
I think he's summer. Even though Brian thinks that the less you throw, the more your arm will hurt.
Oh, right.
Which
is
very strange.
Brian's strategy. No. His physiology.
No, no, no. The more you throw. Like the pitching
the
limits.
The more you throw, the better it is.
Yes, your arm will be stronger.
Yeah, that doesn't
That's
make
Brian's...
a ton of sense. But
it does.
Have you done some research on this?
Yeah, the more
back
you
in the
throw.
Day, they used to throw more, and there was not as many arm
limits. Yeah, no, that's actually...
They also weren't throwing 103 miles an hour every night.
Yeah, that's kind of
130 pitches, though.
That's kind of the difference. Yeah, yeah. God. Yeah. I mean, you look at the number of complete games there used to be. I always marvel at...
Yeah, now there are none.
Bert Blyleven, 60, not 60 complete games, 60 complete game
shutouts. Complete game shutouts, yeah, that's what it was.
60. I don't think nobody in Major League Baseball has 60 complete game shutouts now. It just doesn't happen. Okay. Here's another one. Again, my quest for the Guinness Book of World Records.
All right.
Fastest time to drink a cup of coffee. Now, I do this a lot. 3.12 seconds. You think?
Wait, say it again.
No.
Can
no
I drink a cup of coffee in 3.12 seconds?
No. A hot cup of coffee?
No, it's got to be room temperature. But I can chug coffee. You've seen me chug coffee.
No. Is there an ounce like requirement here?
Yeah, it is exactly 5 ounces.
I mean, I can't picture.
I don't even know.
So doesn't seem hard.
3.1, I just don't know if you can do that.
3.12 seconds.
Travis can do it.
Now, Travis has the ability to unhook his jaw and just pour down his throat.
You can't do that.
I cannot do that.
So you're not going to do it.
Cannot do that.
And would you call that athletic Ireland?
No, that's not athletic. Drinking coffee?
No, he could do that. He's got a lot of experience. He would spill the coffee. I know that.
When it comes to drinking coffee, I am a finely tuned athlete.
Until you spill it.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see you try, though. I think it would be a funny.
It does not.
Said.
Does it say room temperature?
Fast time, drink a cup of coffee, 3.12 seconds. It's Felix von Milburn.
Felix von Wilburn.
Von Wilburn.
Yeah.
I don't know where that guy is, but I don't know. Seems like. Keep sending me
you
possible.
You are obsessed. Obsessed with
when I was a little
record.
Kid, that's like the book we got every year. We got the Guinness Book of World Records, and we'd be amazed at the stupid stuff
people
did.
Yeah, it used
to
be a really big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'd go to the Scholastic Book Fairs all the time, and that's the book I would get, but I just never wanted to break one. I just like looking at them.
So,
what?
Old. Like, that's an old, like, I can't even remember the last time I went to that Scholastic Book Fair.
Yeah.
Elementary school.
A long time.
A book.
We'd get
remember
the paper.
Those?
I love books. Books.
You put a check mark next
no,
to
no,
the
no,
one.
No,
it's your
love
mom.
Books.
She'd give you a check.
I'm
What's reading?
I love books.
What's reading?
What do you mean?
Spoken like Michael Thompson.
I have a ton of books.
Do you read a ton of books, Laura?
I do. I love reading, and I need a physical book. I don't like the tablet.
Oh, see, I like the tablet.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because when you travel, it's
the
easy to travel with a bunch of
it
books
is,
on your
but
tablet.
But it's different from like feeling and, you know, just turning the page. I'm such a nerd.
Are you reading newspapers too? The feeling of the newspaper?
Sometimes I do, actually.
Oh, God. I haven't seen a paper in forever.
What are you reading right now, Mace?
What am I reading? Yes. I am reading the new Michael Cunningham book. I cannot think of what the name of it is, but I think he's like one of the great American authors, Michael Cunningham. He wrote Home at the End of the World. Excellent, excellent book. I cannot remember the name of this
Tell me the name, because I'm in the middle of Dark Matter, which I've already read before. So
yeah, you already
read.
Read that book. You recommended like that book to me.
Books. I like rereading
books. I never reread a book.
Oh, really?
No, I've been there, done that.
I thought you've read Paulo Coelho multiple times.
Oh, wow. That's an exception.
Why?
That's like a, because that's like a life instruction manual.
You have to read it.
Yeah, but it's still a good book. You read it again.
Yeah. The Alchemist I probably read once a year.
You have to, because you get new things from it, and it depends where you are in life.
Exactly. Plus, my memory is not what it used to be. All right. Coming up next for you, John, this is good. NBC committed a faux pas that is being criticized by a lot of people today, particularly people who are Christian. Do you know this story?
No.
I'll explain it coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Does that mean I got to do this live? Mason in Ireland, 2:30 in the Southland on a Thursday afternoon. A Michelob Ultra Reaction Thursday. Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, Mace, John, this won't surprise you. There's a big company call that happens today that the founder of the company, now we often refer to Sam Pines as the owner, and he's one of the owners.
He is.
But the founder of this company, Good Karma Brands, is a man by the name of Craig Karmazin. His father, you heard referenced often on the air by Howard Stern, is just Mel.
I used to work for Mel Karmazin in New York.
There you go. So they have the Karmy Awards every year, and these are Craig's final decision on who wins a Karmy Award. Now, of course, it rhymes with his name. It also rhymes with the company, Good Karma, right?
Right.
So, he does this meeting once a year for the entire company, and there's a lot of production. Adam Schefter records announcements.
Oh, nice.
Greeny did the opening.
Cool.
Like, this is a big deal in the company. Yeah. This ain't small.
Right.
You were notified to be on the call. You were even tipped off by Sam Pines this morning if you read through the lines.
Right.
Because he said, hey, this should be fun if you guys can join.
Right. Well, here's what I would say.
We don't need to get into the minutia. You weren't on a call. You were asleep.
I was still asleep. I was doing a podcast.
Was he doing a podcast at 10 a.m. or was he asleep?
I believe he was doing a podcast, but I actually side with Mason on this because you can't call somebody at 7 in the morning and tell them you need them at 10.
You can when they get paid an egregious amount of money and they're not on the air.
People do have schedules, et cetera. But I'm bummed that I was not on the
call. So what happened on the call?
It was announced that there's a new award. So these awards, that the Karmy Awards are, best teammate, best event, like our pickleball, you know, and this is throughout the Good Karma Brands company.
Right.
So there's many offices that are just sales offices. There's other radio stations, obviously. Well, L.A. and New York basically haven't been able to be part of it, the on-air content team, because we're still kind of operated on the ESPN Disney side. A lot of minutia doesn't matter.
Right.
This year they created an award called the Keller Polk Award. Right?
Okay.
Keller Polking Award. Patrick Polking is a high-ranking ESPN person that was with ESPN Audio for years. Of course, our old friend Trog Keller.
Okay.
And this is the name because they helped create the bond between the two companies. So it's basically best New York or L.A. teammate. Okay, this was the award. And the people nominated that you would know is our friend Justin Craig.
Sure.
Scott Kaplan.
Right. Oh, wow.
Myself.
Good. Nice.
And Steve Mason.
We're the only four people?
There were two others that you wouldn't know their names.
Oh, I wouldn't know. Okay.
So six people total.
Well, that's an honor to be nominated.
See, I don't believe that. I would rather be nominated or not be nominated if I'm not going to win. I think you probably think the same way.
Mace has a chance to win.
Yeah, but if he doesn't win, he'll wish he was never nominated, right?
Well, maybe.
I would.
Yeah, now is it over? Is the voting over? Or
Craig
can
will
I
announce the winners on February 22nd.
Oh, is that now?
So here's how the nominations
work. I can schedule
work.
That now.
Here's how the nominations work. The division managers, Sam yes. Pines being a division, Evan Cohen, our friend's a division manager.
Yes.
They nominate people that they think, but Craig ultimately makes the final decision. So for a guy like you, who's always worried about when the end comes, this is a pretty good sign.
That's a really good sign. Wow. So one of the
unless Mace, it's like Coach of the Year in the NBA. Whoever gets Coach of the Year gets fired within 2 years.
Oh, there you go. It's a kiss of death.
Right.
Kiss of death.
Yeah.
Now you're nominated, Morales, which is exciting, right? Now
well, I work 23 and a half hours a day.
How badly do you want to win this thing?
It's not that big of a deal.
Oh, come on.
I'm
a Carmi?
I'm very confident in my position with these folks, so I'm not worried about
what
it.
What does Zakarmi look like?
It's a very beautiful square like award, and okay. He'll come personally and give it to you.
Okay, I'm going to create a spot on my mantle.
If you win it, yeah.
To put my Carmi
yeah.
after it happens. And if I don't get I'll reserve that spot in case I have to wait
now,
till next year
to win.
Now,
if I do win, or Kaplan wins, you yeah. will never hear the end of it.
That's okay. I never hear the end of it anyway with you.
Yeah, you.
Somebody told me the other day, your relationship with Morales on the air is really weird. It is kind of weird.
Well, I would say that Cappy and I have like a bromance
yeah,
love
well,
story.
Well, you're rolling all over the ground with each
we
other.
We have like a love story. You and I have a, it's, you are.
I have a love-hate story.
It's like when the, you know, in college, in like grade school, remember the little girl that liked you would be mean to you?
Yeah.
See, you want to be mean to me. But you also like me.
I don't think I'm ever really mean.
No, you take your little side shots. I don't mind it.
No, I what's the last shot I took?
Like
of
for
you?
The quarter and a half you were at the Lakers game last night, you took that inside shot.
Halftime. Halftime. By the way, I was in the suite,
I'd like to point out this was a 2-point game right. at halftime.
You can't see anything from the suite.
We're talking about Chris is there. The game is
everywhere. But the game part, but I can sit at home and watch it on TV and listen to the announcers and hear, you know, Billy Mack and Stu and doing the game, and I get more insight than I do necessarily in the suite. It's fun.
How much insight are you getting?
Oh,
by watching?
So much. Oh, so much.
I mean, insight. We love our friends, but let's not pretend that, like, you know, you've been doing this 100 years. You know the insight.
Yeah.
And I think you get more insight by listening to John and Michael, all due respect.
Correct. Well, I listened to them on my way home. So I got some insight from them, some insight from Billy Mack and
we
Stu.
We were the pre-massage chair warm-up show,
after,
Michael and
afterwards,
I.
Allie and Geeter and Mike Bresnan and all those guys. I like that. I get good information
does
from
it
them.
Feel
yeah.
good?
Yeah, it
good.
Does. It does.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's the official date that I pick up my award?
February 22nd, it'll be announced.
And can we lobby for it?
No.
Oh.
You right. probably would want to send a note to Craig and say thank you for nominating. That's
oh,
a probably good political
good
move.
Sure.
Appreciate the nomination.
I don't care about the politics.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're the political animal here.
I am. So is Sedano. So is Cappy.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't
and
I don't
so
like
is Slee, actually.
Is Slee good?
He might be the best of all of us.
Yeah, I see. I see.
By him. The way, speaking of awards, we were at Commerce Casino today checking out the location, a brand new location.
What
for
why?
Mandy's 3.
Mandy's 2 location was really good.
No, it's still at Commerce. Okay. But it's in a bigger, better,
a bigger
amazing
room.
Location.
There is a bigger room than the
it's
one
not a
we
room.
Were in?
It's not a room.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow. This is exciting. Is there a date set yet?
Yeah.
And it is? Are I you believe- allowed to say or no?
No. I believe we posted it like 2 weeks ago. We posted all the dates of the four
oh,
signature
okay.
events.
Yeah.
I want to guess it's June 23rd, 22nd.
Somewhere in there. Right. Right. John will be at the NBA Finals.
No. Yeah. Well, if the NBA Finals are on the road, that's yeah. a good excuse. But if they're at home, it's the night between Game 6 and Game 7.
Ah.
We do our planning here.
Yeah. Yes.
But if the Lakers make the finals, they'll be on the road.
So then, because- that's a good listen, that's a good reason for John and Michael not to be there.
But- and if the Lakers make the finals, there will be like a... I would be stunned. I would be stunned, John. Unless they do something magical at the trade deadline.
What are you talking about? You were at the game last night.
Yeah.
They looked unbeatable.
He was there for the first half.
I was there for the first half. Yeah. No, they looked good in the first half. They looked good in the first half.
It's so the game started at 5:30.
I love that.
Wait, by the way,
I love
so do
that.
I, but what Chris's point is, since the game started at 5:30, how about hanging around for the second
okay,
half?
Well, let me just ask you this.
You would have been home by 8:30.
Have you... But again... I like to be at home watching the game on TV so I get better. I mean, it's great
hey,
to be at a game.
You said something interesting earlier. When you got home last night,
yeah.
what channel did you watch the game on?
Spectrum. I always watch Spectrum.
instead of ABC. You didn't want to hear Mike Breen and Doc Rivers.
It's not that I didn't want to. Maybe I didn't even know it was on there, but I do like Billy Mack and Stu.
Yeah, that will be good news to the people at Spectrum who were not happy that they got usurped.
Oh, is that right?
Because that's why that game was at 5:30, ABC nationally televised. But you had a choice last night.
Yeah, I went with Billy Mack and Stu. I like the Spectrum people. They do a great job. So, all right, good. So the campaign is on. Mason for the Carmy.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great. And it's you versus me versus Cappy.
Yeah. Cappy was on the call and still texted me after. Hey, what were we nominated for? I wasn't paying attention.
That sounds like Cap.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Morales. And coming up next for you is What's Up, Fool? In the meantime, life's journey has its highs and its lows. And the L.A. County Department of Mental Health is here to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. Call their 24/7 helpline at 800-854-7771 or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them help support you on your journey together. Let's shape a brighter tomorrow, hope and recovery and well-being. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so I saw this report today. It's from Dodgers Nation, but I will take it for a grain of salt, especially after everything they've been through. That guy over there.
Sports Illustrated also has it.
Never forget.
Okay, so Sports Illustrated also has it?
Yes. Okay, so well,
again,
Sports
another AI.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you know?
AI is doing
either way.
It.
The San Francisco Giants have decided to give a during the when the Dodgers are in town, they have a giveaway. Like, you know, they do the giveaways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mickey Mouse ears giveaway.
Okay.
In reference to the Dodgers winning a Mickey Mouse championship.
Oh.
How do you feel about this giveaway? And do you think it's a good or bad troll?
It's bad only because anybody could have won the pandemic year.
Including the Giants.
And the Dodgers did. It was like the same thing. Anybody could have won in the bubble.
Yep.
And the Lakers won it. If you were good enough, you would have won it.
Yeah.
So shut up if you didn't win.
They got to have a better creativity department up there with the San Francisco Giants than this, mm-hmm. don't they?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say I respect it.
I do not.
I think it was pretty good, too.
Really, Brian?
You both suck.
So did they successfully troll? Would they successfully troll you?
I think it would be a good troll. If it happened the other way around and we did this, I'd be like, yeah, that's awesome. That's great. So for them, I think that's actually a good troll. Just like I think the wall is really cool for the Clippers.
The wall's not going to work.
It absolutely will.
How are you going to keep Laker funny. Fans out of the wall?
You can't. No one's there you go. A Laker fan. No, there will be no Laker fan in the wall ever, period.
Oh, really? You think no, there will wanna, never no be one, a Laker
no
fan
one
in the wall?
Oh,
I think a Laker fan's getting in there.
Okay. How much you want to bet that I can work my way into the wall?
In a Laker jersey?
Sure.
In a Laker jersey.
Well, I mean, I've got to do the game, but I mean,
you can get
I'll
in
get,
there.
No, I'll get someone in a Laker jersey to do it. I'll get O'Shea to do it.
O'Shea will do it.
Okay. If you can get O'Shea into the wall during a Laker game.
Yeah.
Rooting for the other team.
Rooting for the Lakers.
I will. What do you want to do? Whatever
you
want.
Oh, that's good. He's gonna. Oh. I know he's gonna do it.
Yeah. Shay, yeah.
Let's do 10-1 because you have a lot more money than I do. How about 10-1? I'll give you $100. You give me $1,000.
If O'Shea will go, if I can get O'Shea into the wall,
yes,
done.
Yeah,
I think that's.
I think O'Shea got.
I think it's unavoidable.
Did you not see O'Shea put a bunch of Laker gear on and go sit courtside at the Celtics game?
They didn't do this thing that the wall is doing. I guarantee you, there's nobody that is getting into that wall in a Laker jersey.
Greg, I'm concerned.
So he has to walk in.
Greg, what are you going to do if a fan shows up in a Laker jersey and sits there? You work for the Clippers. How are you going to handle it?
You're going to pull them out and get them out.
Wait, you're physically going to
like
grab
your
them?
Friend,
you're
like not your friend Derek Hall did. He made those people either change their gear or move to a different spot.
Right. They're not going to be allowed into
let
the
me,
section.
Let me throw something else in there. I know we're doing What's Up, Fool, but
Who cares?
they're doing what's called a, in order to be on the wall, they're doing a verified fan program. So you apply to be on the wall. You're asked to submit various forms of evidence, which includes following the team on Instagram, uploading a picture of yourself wearing Clippers gear. So all this stuff is what you need to actually get onto the wall. So you're saying that somebody could totally fake it,
yeah,
pretend they're a certified Clipper
because
fan.
Because here's how it works. You give me the Clipper tickets.
Right.
Okay? You did all that stuff to qualify, and but once you have the tickets, you control them. You give them to me, I go, I wear Laker gear, game over.
Hmm.
That's what they don't have a plan for.
What you're not understanding is that if you are such a large fan of the Clippers that you're going to apply for the wall and
correct,
do all this stuff,
you're probably not giving your tickets to somebody else.
Are you
going to
give your tickets to a Laker fan?
Because Laker and Clipper fans coexist all the time.
No,
my man is a Clipper fan.
Well, what? Yeah, but she's not going to. Yeah.
Christian's a Clipper fan.
He's going to, let's say he applies for this.
He will
gets
never.
It.
I will never let him. But, well, then, you know, there's that.
You're not even entertaining the premise then.
No, no, but here's, Greg, I will give you the fact that I don't think someone willingly, like if you're a Clipper fan, you will not willingly give a Laker fan tickets.
Right.
But if you don't know, like let's say you meet people randomly, I meet people randomly or whatever, and so-and-so is somewhat of a fan or neutral, but then somebody else brings another person. You know what
if
I mean?
If you show up in a Lakers jersey and walk up to trying to go into that section,
they're
they
not letting
will
you
not
in.
What are they
let
gonna,
you
what are they
in.
Gonna do? They
kick,
gonna
no, you can't come in.
They're going to physically remove me?
Yes.
Right. Well, I know Elliot does
like
it.
Like your friend Derek Hall did at that Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I'll have to
how
ask.
Do you, how do you ver- in other words, it happened with Derek Hall at the Diamondbacks. Why would not happen with Steve Ballmer and the
Derek
Clippers?
I'd have to ask Derek how he executed that. I don't know how he, like, physically, did he send goons in there to, like, move him out?
I think you can be polite about it.
Well, I'm sitting in
I'm
my...
I'm sorry, you need to either take off your gear or move.
No.
No, I think you won't even be able to sit down. So I don't even think you'll get to that part, Ireland,
yeah,
right?
You won't get yeah. in. You
well,
will not be allowed
gonna
in.
It's
going to
be a very interesting experiment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's next season. It's a ways off, too.
Yeah.
Like, do you think, by the way, just we'll end it right after this.
Okay.
But if the Lakers did it, if they made their own version of the wall, not called the wall, whatever. They did just a Laker thing. You think they will allow a Clippers jersey in there?
Sure.
No way.
Yeah. They
no
well, the
way.
Lakers would never make a section and tell
this.
Fans
they don't
you
need
can't
it.
Go there.
Yeah, I don't think the Lakers would ever do a soccer-style rooting section.
No, they never
yeah,
would.
They
I'm
don't
just
need
saying
it.
If it did get to that point.
Right, right. You're yeah. saying, yeah, I think they probably would. I don't know. It's going to
no,
be an interesting experiment.
No, they would
experiment.
Not let them in. Absolutely not.
We should start certifying right. Mason and Ireland fans.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
All right, guys. It was announced yesterday that Jimmy Butler says he has written about 60 country songs and is eyeing a debut album.
Wow.
Now, my question to you guys here is, would you give this a listen? But, Mace, I think this is the route you need to take for the national anthem. I think you should come up with a tape, a demo tape.
Yeah.
With, you know, national anthem, Star Spangled
like
Banner.
Like the Marvin Gaye version.
Right.
Oh, you mean like a really out there, like
oh,
a Fergie
say,
version?
Can you see? Don't yeah. do it better than Fergie.
Yeah.
Do it like Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, I got that club in my bag. Come on. Sing like Marvin Gaye. Last night we were talking to somebody. I'm trying to angle my way in for a South Bay Lakers game as an audition
yeah,
for
can,
the
I
big time.
I can probably make that happen.
Yeah, make that happen.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. Who were we talking to last night, Bergman, who works over there?
Is it Ray?
Ray on the mic.
Who,
yeah.
Ray, who was at our Mandy Awards.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah. And by the way, he's now the in-arena host for the Lakers, and he's great at
yeah.
it.
He's
yeah,
he's awesome.
Really good. I think he's filling in for somebody that was pregnant and was going on
yeah,
leave.
Yeah, and I think that girl is now back occasionally, but Ray's done so well, they just keep bringing him back.
He's cool. Great at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, foo?
All right, guys. So another Lionel Messi docuseries is coming to Apple TV Plus on February 21st. It's a four-part series to Messi's World Cup, and it's called Messi's World Cup, The Rise of the Legend. It's basically a thrilling story that is about his loyal supporters who came across Argentina to travel the globe to witness him win the World Cup. I'm not a huge soccer person, but I saw the trailer, and it looks really good. Are you guys interested in watching it? Ooh, that's a no.
No, it's not a no. I find Messi a fascinating figure because he's not
his story, yeah.
He's not the fastest guy. He's certainly not the biggest guy. He's just freakishly good. He's Wayne Gretzky in soccer.
Right.
So I probably would watch
it. Did you watch the Beckham documentary?
I did. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too, yeah.
I don't know, Laura, enough about soccer that I would do a whole two-hour thing, but I would try it. I would sample it.
Okay. The trailer's good. If
is
you,
it?
I think if you see the trailer and it sucks you in, because it sucked me in, and I'm not a big messy person, I was like, ooh, I'm in.
I'm kind of sports documentaried out. There have been so many in the last couple of years that I it's hard for me to commit to one. Brian, are you in on the messy doc?
I'll give it a watch.
That does not sound.
No, like, none of you guys.
It's not a roaring enthusiastic.
I'll turn it on and I'll probably go to my phone. You know?
Bergman,
I'll
you watching the Messi doc?
Nope, I don't watch documentaries.
You don't watch
none?
Sports documentaries are. There's too many of them, and I'm just over them.
I kind of quit in the middle of the Barry Sanders
Where's
documentary.
Lindsay?
Oh, I was like, that one. She loved one.
I got about halfway through the Barry Sanders doc, and I said, you know, I've got enough sports doc. I don't need any more sports doc.
Yep, I'm just done.
The only thing with this one is, like, he signed, like, this, I think it was, like, a 10-year contract with Apple.
Right.
To do a bunch of docu. So this isn't the only one. They already had one previous.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I was like, but that trailer got me.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well produced.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys. Former Packer Mark Chumura, I think I said that right, he's taking a lot of heat today for his Twitter take first thing in the morning. He said, you guys are going to think I'm crazy. A 15-yard penalty, and I don't condone this. But in the playoffs, a 15-yard penalty for taking a late hit on Brock Purdy is not a bad thing at all. Now, is your take on this, you know, my thing is playoffs, regular season doesn't matter. You know, you shouldn't be taking a late hit, especially when he says, I don't condone this, but then in the playoffs, I do condone this.
Here's the absolute truth about what Mark Chumura said. He said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people feel like this. You remember Greg Williams got suspended for a year when he kept telling his team he wanted Frank Gore's head? He goes, affect the head. Hit him in the head. Do you guys really think Greg Williams was the only guy saying stuff like that?
Yeah.
He just got caught because somebody recorded it.
Do you really think that guy that stepped on Matthew Stafford?
Didn't do it on purpose?
Yeah.
This is part of it. Now, what happens, though, in situations like this, Brian, is that the game polices itself. So if the Niners think that Brock Purdy got hit with a cheap shot, they're going after Jordan
Love.
Yeah,
there'll be retaliation.
Yeah. And this happens in hockey. It's the, you and I have talked about it for years. It's baseball. A pitch gets away from a pitcher, it hits your best player.
Yep.
The pitcher's team's best player better get ready to get hit because it's eye for an eye at that level.
Yeah.
So Tremor is going to continue to catch heat for this because he said it out loud, but conversations like that have been going on for 50 years in football.
The first time in that Sunday night game, Lions-Rams, that they got to Jared Goff was on a late hit, was on a roughing the quarterback.
Okay. Yeah.
That was the first time they got to him. And it does happen, but sometimes I think there is more intent than others.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think it goes on more than we know.
What's up, fool?
All right, see, this last one that I have for you is really for Mason. And, John, you can tell me how this could possibly happen.
Okay.
So Mason last night took a picture with a lot of people down by the court. He took a picture of Matt Burke from the sales side. He took Kobe Walsh from the sales side.
Okay.
Steph was in it.
Sam Pines was in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the five of them. It's on Instagram. First of all, he tagged the wrong Kobe Walsh.
I did tag. Well, yeah, go ahead.
No. Kobe Walsh spells his name K-O-B-Y.
Okay.
He decided to tag somebody named K-O-B-E Walsh.
I've always assumed it was Kobe.
I think that's an honest mistake someone who lives in Los Angeles. Yeah.
However, he then decided to make a fundraiser out of the post.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on.
It says, fundraising for Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF.
But I fixed that. It's not there anymore. I don't know how that fundraiser thing popped up.
How does that even happen?
I'm the worst on Instagram. I really don't know what I'm doing half the time.
Mace,
on Instagram.
I got you. We'll sit down and talk.
Yeah. I don't know how has anybody else ever put something up and it turns into a fundraiser?
I don't even know what I was raising funds for.
Did anybody donate to this?
It's in another language, Mace.
Yeah, I don't know how it got there. I really don't.
I don't think Mason is smart enough to set up a fundraiser, even if it was intentional. I wouldn't know how to do that. Yeah, I believe Mace. I think he's somebody glommed onto him.
Yeah.
No, like he did it, though. He didn't glom
on. Yeah, no, but he didn't create the fundraiser and link it.
No, he linked it.
He linked it somehow.
Yeah, I think he just screwed up.
Yeah, I've got a loose handle on Instagram. Like, they always say, okay, we'll put up a video, and then we'll let you collaborate, and then I hit the collaborate button, then it pops up on my... That's how I actually get stuff on Instagram.
Yeah. Just let other people do your posting for you.
Can't do anything right. All right, coming up next... NBC, I teased this earlier, yeah. NBC in some trouble for a social media post that involves CJ Stroud. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.